Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881.
That's 917-932-8881.
Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, each one and all our global listeners. Thank you for tuning into the Poetic Energy Network station. This is your girl, Miss Poet, keep reading it to you live in the evening time. This is yet another Thursday night live open mic. And we are so excited to be sharing tonight with you some more great poetry. And I am so looking forward to the poets coming through. I've gotten so many messages saying that, you know, they're coming through tonight. And so I am definitely anticipating that. But we're going to get it off and popping. I'm going to read my favorite poem. I didn't read it before, but I'm going to read it again. Because I'm going to read a couple of pieces throughout tonight. And I see my co-host has arrived in the building. So before I get started on anything, I got to connect him in. What you think, y'all? Hey, Mr. Stevie G, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine, Miss Poetic Energy Radio Network woman. How you doing?
Oh, how was your week, sir?
Oh, pretty good so far. Working hard, but you know, it pays off in the end. So, hey, it's all good.
All right. Well, it's good to hear that. Well, I am excited tonight because it's yet another Thursday night open mic. And you know how the poets do. They roll in when they roll in. So until then, we got to get it off and popping up in here. And I've read this poem before, but this happens to be my very, very favorite poem in the whole wide world. It's short, simple, and sweet, and I wrote it.
Go on, do your thing.
But I'm gonna do another piece tonight again, so I'll make up for it a little bit. But this one is really near and dear to me because I am love, and love is me.
Should I put the time clock on?
No, CBG, you know I am long-winded, but this is what happens to be one of my shortest pieces, and it happens to be in our anthology, the Synchronized Ink anthology, so I'm very excited about that. So, you know, I just love this poem. It makes me smile when I read it. And it takes me in a blissful place. All right, let me just read it and get it on.
There you go.
I am love, and love is me. Love is the metaphysics, the DNA that makes up the molecules in me. I speak love, I give love, I bathe in love, and I relish and retreat in the codes of love. My pores excavate blood from the hollow of my veins. My heart bleeds and it spills with love blood stains. I am love and love is me. Wherever I go, love follows me. Love is my bulletproof shield in the valleys of the shadow of death. Love sustains me when I have given all my love to someone else. Love teaches me to unselfishly wipe away the tears from another's eyes before I wipe away the tears released from my own. In return, love rewards me with her precious gift of more love, unconditional love, sacred love, blissful love. Love maintains and comforts me and assures me I will never walk alone, because I am love, and love is me. Love is and always will be the metaphysics, the DNA that makes up the molecules in me. Love made me into the person I needed to be. Love is the very thing that keeps me free, and that's my peace.
Hey.
Let me just clap it up and show myself some love. But I love me some, I love that piece. I don't know, it just does something to my spirit every time I read it. Clap, 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 clap. Get this off the dome right now. I love that everyone is hanging out with us on the switchboard, but I don't see your hands. And the lady tells you when you call in to select option one. So feel free to do that while we continue on. Because I know we do this every week, you guys. So please select option one. I know some of you may be clearing your throat and doing all those wonderful things to get there. So don't be shy. We receive you in love, and we want you to read and share your voice here on the show, because there's so many. And when I say there's a lot of people on the line, there are a lot of people on the line, and I notice that a lot of times you guys come in like at the very last moment. We want you to speak up and keep it rolling, rolling, rolling. And like I said, when you call in, the lady tells you to select option one to speak to the host. But I think, you know, maybe sometimes you guys just, you know, subconsciously don't hear that. But nevertheless, feel free. You know, open up. We receive you in love. We love you. We want you to read. That's what this show is all about, sharing your voice on the show, so that other people can know who you are and what you represent, what you want to say, what you want to feel from your heart. So with that being said, let's keep it moving. And until you guys get ready,
I'm going to keep it going.
And I'm going to say another, you know, read another piece later on in the show, but we definitely want to make sure that we keep, open mic is all about keeping you guys entertained with poetry, comedy, whatever you want to bring your talent is, you can share here on the Poetic Energy Network station. So let's get it off and popping up in here. All right, we're going to go with a piece by one of the brothers that recently interviewed on our show. He's the CEO of Smart Music Entertainment. Great interview, very conscious brother, and really is putting it out there. He's an indie artist, as well as a spoken word artist. And I really enjoy interviewing him and understanding what his mission is with his music, which everybody don't have that same mission. It's about keeping it positive and you know, bringing about change. But I absolutely love this particular piece we're going to play. From him, Mr. Larry Lack Henderson. So we're going to play one of his pieces, and it's entitled Congress Women Stand Up. This is a remix, and I just kind of love it because it pays homage to so many powerful women. So let's get it in.
Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us, and we salute. It's dedicated to the women, man. The first black woman in Congress, Shirley Chisholm, man. Unbought, unbossed, that's how she got it in. 1972, she even ran for president. The 91st Congress in 69. New York's 12th district, ahead of a time, ahead of a line. But next, less acknowledge Barbara Jewel and out of Houston, Texas. It's just courage with the power that describes the soul. I'm so elected to the House of Representatives in 72. Yvonne Burke was elected in that same year. And before that, she has served as the vice chair of the Democratic National Convention. I can't forget to mention a Chicago politician. Carlise Collins here served 23, the most powerful black woman in Congress history. I feel you, my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us, and we salute. We pay homage to MLK, but if not for Katie Hart, it wouldn't be a King Holiday. And Maxine Waters, the voice of South Central, she combated the racism, defending black people. A soldier fighting at equality war, shining light on a dark party wanna ignore. She was elected into Congress in 91, well supported by the hood, and she looked out for the young. A black queen and a force in a political game. We lack dreams, soul searching for a spiritual change. Gotta know about the woman representing the pain, like Barbara Rose Collins pointing out the black male strain. I feel you, my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us.
1992 was the year of the woman. Doing a lot of things a lot of men thought they couldn't. It was Maxine Waters and Barbara Rose Collins and the delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton. Three black women then elected to Congress. A lot of hating going on, but nobody can stop this powerful black movement. Damn, not finished. Cal Mosley Brown was elected to the Senate. The first black woman to do that, inspiring a whole generation of the young women who lack role models. Now we got a better tomorrow. Plus the list grew. In the years that followed, it was Corrine Brown and Carrie Mitt, Cynthia Ann McKinney, Sheila Jackson Lee, and Eva Clayton and Eddie Bernice Johnson. Black women elected to the House of Congress.
I feel you, my sisters. Black women in Congress, stand up. Black women in the Senate, we salute. All women in politics, stand up. Without y'all, there could be no us, and we salute.
Detroit and all our global listeners, this is the Poetic Kennedy Network station, and I'm your host, Ms. Poetic E, and our co-host is Mr. Stevie G, and this is Thursday Night Live, and we're holding it down in the evening time. All right, poets, you know we have to keep it in rotation, keep many of our artists in rotation, and that's what Open Mic is all about, celebrating with one another and sharing in our talents. And, you know, you heard a piece from me, you heard some music from Mr. Larry Locke Henderson with Congresswomen Stand Up. I just love that piece. Great interviewing him. And we're just going to keep the show going. And remember, I'm not going to say this again. People, I see you on my switchboard. And I ain't saying nothing out but love. I appreciate if you just tuning in and you just showing your support, but we do want to hear you. So yeah, you know, it looks like the lady told you when she called in. Please don't wait till the last minute. Please, 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 because we can't get 10 people in that in with 9 minutes left in the show. But anyway, but we love you. We love you for supporting us and hanging out with us. You definitely are appreciated. All right, with that being said, we're going to keep it going. Mr. CBG, you mighty quiet over there. What you want to do for us tonight?
I read a piece. You know, since you took it back to an old piece, I'm going to take it back to an old piece that I really, truly like. It was one of my first pieces that I ever wrote. And it is in my book, Poetic Energy. I mean, Poetic Soul. Listen at me. Poetic Energy. Strength. But it's called Strobe because it takes me back down memory lane. Believe me, I got a long, long-ass memory lane. As I sit down to write about the things in life, they may not be what you want to hear, but it's my world, my atmosphere. From my pen, from my life, I transpose to a pen, to paper, the thoughts I keep within. It ain't like I got a bite from yours. Usually when I knock, it opens doors. I've done the wilding out way back then, when I had to get mine, cause my pockets was thin. Hanging out under the street lights on Saturday night, singing with the niggas, the harmony was tight. Going to a party to get in cost 25 cents. Walking to the basement and you could smell the incense. Sisters was fly, I mean fly for real. Sisters was fly, I mean fly for real. I'm out there dancing, trying to cop a feel. Shit all hard, I'm all horny. Next thing you know, pussy all up on me. Back then, I was pushing a 69 deuce in the quarter and beating the brakes off my neighbor's daughter. My grandma, man, I miss her. I know she's resting in peace. So sorry her life had to cease. We used to do some crazy shit to get high. Drink a bottle of cough syrup and chase it with Bally High. Y'all remember the citrus malt liquor, hopping gator, got your ass drunk quicker? But gradually we grow old and change, and before you know it, our lives rearranged. Some go east, some go west, some kiss ass just to impress. This one north and that one south, didn't make no difference as long as we got out. We either learned our lesson or went straight to jail or died and went straight to hell. But God knows growing up was fun. Some shit you did wise, some shit you did dumb. My mom's always schooled me on what life could do. It could give you opportunity and break you down too. So I'm glad I could take you down this memory lane stroll, so you can read my life and the stages unfold. I'm done. I'm going to lay the pen down. But it ain't over. I'm just done for now. That's my piece.
Oh, such a nice CBG. Thank you for that piece. All
welcome
right,
we're
going to say that was my co-host, y'all. Isn't that strange how we take ownership, try to take ownership of some good? We say like words like my. but it's all in love and all in respect. So, all right. I am going to do another piece.
Okay.
And, what did you say to me?
Let me get my clock out because we know how you can go. You can roll, girl.
This piece is entitled.
Rolling.
I wrote this in 2009 or 8. I don't remember. It's an old poem. I don't know if I ever read it on the show or not. It's entitled Bleeding Hearts. I never knew a heart could feel so much pain. Punctured wound dripping, oozing like life losing. Massive blood stain, mind registering, insane. I just can't wrap it around my brain why the church will cause me so much pain. Nobody knows me, but God chose me. My message wasn't about popularity or prosperity, but about worshiping and serving God in sincerity. A message of brotherly love with no accountability was the message they wanted me to preach. The Spirit of God warned me that this would be a message in full breach. I thought the church was a place of refuge, shelter, physical, mental, spiritual healing. Now it has become a place of willing and dealing. No regard for the lost soul is about to how much money can I hold. Prophets and prophetess, many titles themselves as this, but if they really understood the mission of a calling such as this, then they would know that God's appointments comes with a twist. It is not the obvious person in the church, in the pulpit, or in the mist. It's the poets, the writers, the heart enlighteners. It's the person who understands humility but is equipped with power and the ability to fight for the cause, breaking down barriers the enemy has built for us all to fall. It is the person God chooses to form a synergy. It's the person who understands the Godhead and the union of his trilogy. It is not the person who rips it out hard, serving them up on platters, rolling on carts, seeking to eat and with their molars complete devour. It is those that have experienced hurt and pain from another's pain they know they would not gain. They are the people who are chosen to be a voice. They are the people that God's given not a choice, because he has handpicked them and clothed them with compassion. The gifts he has placed in them is beyond what the natural mind can imagine. They are persons that from the start God created them to have bleeding hearts. Not the kind punctured, wounded, dripping, oozing, life losing, but the kind that is whole, mended, open, whole, open only for forgiving, healed, filled with compassion, sealed tight, no room for hurt, brave, full of life, and hurting and strong with all my might. Excuse me, I got revved up in the moment. I never knew a heart could feel so much pain. Punctured, wounded, dripping, oozing, life losing. Massive blood stain, mind registering insane. I just can't wrap it around my brain why the church will cause me so much pain. Nobody knows me, but God chose me. And that is my peace.
All right. Beautiful piece.
All right, great people.
And you beat
the,
and you beat the clock.
All right. Where are we going to keep it going?
Is the people on the switchboard with their hand up yet?
No, they're here. You guys, I know you hear me. I don't know if they just hearing or checking us out. I don't know what's going on, but we love you anyway, and we're going to keep it going. And that's what we have to do. That's what we must do. All right, we're going to play another. We got people from 732-631-314-302. I'm calling y'all out. Maybe y'all. 248.
I got a little something I can do to pipe it up and pump it up a little bit.
All right.
Because I'm in a good mood tonight.
All right. Well, you know, rock that mic, Stevie D.
All right, I'm going to do a song. And you've heard the song before, Michelle, but it's called What God Has Done For Me. It's an original piece that I wrote. And
oh, yeah.
It was inspired by how we disregard the surroundings that God gives us to live in, the environment, not the home, but the outdoor life and the beautiful things that are out there for us to see. And
so I wrote this song. It's called What God Has Done For Me, and I'm going to sing part of it. I ain't going to sing all of it, but all right?
Okay.
I can't count my blessings. I can't count that high. No matter how I search my mind, I can't figure out why. The sky could be so blue, appreciated by so few. A tree could be in full bloom and a night lit by a full moon. Glorious to view. This is God's residue. What God has done for me, He's allowed me to see. What God has done for me, He continues to do. What God has done for you, He continues to shower us with His due. Sing to our eyes, it's God's view. The ripples of a stream flow, reflections of the sun's glow. Snow-capped mountains are the backdrop, and flowers dry from raindrop. God's masterpiece is the scene, a places we only visit in our dreams. Thank you, Lord, for all your love planned and designed in heaven above. This is why we praise you so high. Look at what you do with a simple sigh. All has been created by the Master. There's even some beauty in His natural disasters. What God has done for me, He continues to do. What God has done for you, He continues to shower us with His dew. Sing through our eyes, it's God's view. And that's my piece.
All right, lovely Stevie Diddy.
Thank you. Yes,
you know, we definitely got to show our love and our gratitude toward you.
Well, thank
yes,
you, darling.
You know, Mr. CBD, I must have gotten, right before the show, I must have gotten 10 calls, literally, from poets.
Okay.
10 calls. And I see some of, I see at least one of those people who called me. Oh, man.
Sometimes you just got to put somebody on the spot, okay? And then you do have to sometimes, you know. You hate to do it,
But, you know, when you was calling out numbers, I did hear you say 631. And we know that's the infamous number for Mrs. Who? Strong Island. So, Strong Island, we know you're out there. Get your butt online.
I don't know if that's a strong number. Well, I don't know. I don't know people's number by heart. I just know. I don't think this is her number. I'm not sure.
She got a new number. Tell her I said she's faking the funk now.
All righty, we're going to keep it going here. You know, I mean, I'll say it again. People, we love you. I don't know what it is. If people are here. Maybe they're not poets. I don't know. I don't know. Some of these numbers look familiar, but I'm not sure. I can't remember people's numbers by heart. But nevertheless, we're going to get it off and keep it going here. And I'm going to come with another selection very shortly after we play another track. I want to play something from a very wonderful guest, Miss L. Renee, who showed up, who I interviewed recently. And traveling with Kim, she went to South Africa, and it was just amazing. She interviewed her management team, contacted me, and wanted me to interview her. We did that, which was awesome because her voice, DBG, is just beautiful. I told her, I said, I got a co-host that I can sing too. Y'all need to hook up. And we definitely would love that to happen because I think it would be a good combination. And after you hear this, I'm going to play one of my favorite pieces of her, tracks of hers. And see what you think, Stevie G. This is her track, Reflections. And we'll be back, Detroit, after that. Welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. You're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station, and I'm your host, Ms. Poetic G, and our co-host is Mr. Stevie G, and we are bringing it to you live in the evening time on yet another Thursday Night Live open mic. That was Ms. L. I am so honored to have had the privilege to interview her, a very beautiful sister. I was so excited when her management company contacted little old Poetic Energy Network station and arranged for us to interview her. So that is just such an honor. And, you know, she definitely will be back again rocking the mic with her new music that she's coming out with. So we definitely look forward to that. All right, I see some people have become brave and raising their hands. But, you know, remember, we all showing love here, people, and no need to be afraid. We're not judging. You know, some of us, the best of us, fumble and all of those kind of things. So don't worry about it. If you fumble, just smile all over again. We still going to love you anyway. All right, we're going to take the very next caller, who is brave enough to have raised his hand, her hand. All right. Caller from the 202 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic?
Yo, this is Larry. What's up, babe? What's up?
Hey, Ms. Larry. How are you?
All right. This got finished grocery shopping and, you know, getting ready for work tomorrow. I said, man, time is one of the essence. Let me call in and do what I do on the 1-2.
All right. We ready for you.
Is Stevie G there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up, Larry?
Oh, he was real silent.
I ain't silent, bro. I was just listening to what you're saying. That's all.
Ain't nothing. All right, this piece is called The View of an Artist Inside Looking Out.
All right.
I've been called everything from a ghetto Luther to Project Teddy to even a backyard Barry White. Some even nicknamed me Langston, while the crazy descriptions are flattering. But sometimes I think that I'm a victim of my own talent hindsight. I think sometimes people think that because you have not touched so-called major success just yet, they feel like they have the rites of passage to anoint you or abuse you. You know, I can't speak for others, but having a talent or more is both a blessing and a curse. This too be true. And let's just say that you're trying to further yourself to earn a living at it, and you're critiqued by others who can't even do what you do. All of a sudden, you got music critics, fashion consultants, and advisors. So I sit and wonder, how can a bunch of non-talented motherfuckers critique anything? Either you like it or you don't. Either way is okay. And let's not forget my favorite question. Can you sing for me? Like I'm a trained puppet for your personal enjoyment? Fuck you. You haven't bought a CD, came to a show, let alone said check my fam out on your Facebook or Twitter or anything else. And yes, I am, and we all are people with issues, problems, limitations, imperfections. We all in a world with each other, badgering each other with vicious cycles of our burdens and baggage. That's another story for another category. Well, back to my saga. Just because I might be a potential star in the making, you take me for granted because you know me personally? You just see me as talented who has not been discovered yet, and that's fine. But do you see it as a personal victory to feel like you can skillfully pick out my flaws and use it against me to make yourself feel better, like you need some sort of vindication? When you look deeper and find out that I'm your best friend to the end, but you still don't embrace it? And deep down inside, your ass really don't like me, but the other side of you love the shit out of me. Don't fight it, just face it. You still have your own issues inside your head that you're dealing with, so I understand that you are still weak to impulsive human temptation. So you just use me as that someone to think is amazing, and then you try to devalue me because you know me. And I understand that people don't know the industry, and yes, what matters is the final result. And if you constantly have to wear thick skin, but sometimes keeping it all in is hazardous to my health, so I let it out before it catapults. And if you're an artist, please ask God to bless you with a grounded mate. Because unfortunately, if they're not in, if they're not securing themselves, God help you. And if you start getting a little popular, especially with the opposite sex, then comes insecurity, instability, and other crap on your plate. There are times I wonder, should I just drop the mic and stop pursuing something so dear to me that makes me happy? Even in the midst of my humility, I've been called arrogant and selfish, always needing an audience. Well, dumbass, if I don't have an audience to listen and patronize my art, I have no career. And since I'm not a bragger and I'm confident, how the hell is that arrogant? If I have to perform in front of vast numbers, the first thing I need to overcome is fear. Try holding down two jobs, paying your rent, electric, gas, cable, student loan, cell phone, mind your family, and putting back for studio time, plugging radio stations to play you, and getting in the ears of an audience. And finding a target market, getting your royalties, and dealing with life's issues. Then it's enough with the hateration and critics. But when it comes from your own brethren, it feels like punishment. Well, guess what? I love to do what I do, and I'd rather fall flat on my face going for what I know than to tuck my head and to be scared to have the possibility of a dream come true. Art imitates life. I just wanted to voice the feelings of an artist looking inside out, and that's my piece.
Woo! Yes, indeed. Oh, my goodness. Yes, Lord. Whew. Well, you had me on the edge of my seat.
I thought he was about to punch somebody for a minute there.
Nah, just getting it out, man. I mean, people,
I feel the rage from the heat coming from that right through the airways, like, man. Whew.
Yeah, man, I speak for all artists, you know, whether good, bad, and different. I mean, I feel like sometimes you in your own little world and nobody really truly understands, especially if you are a go-getter and making moves with it. It's a lot even on the underground circuit, and when you're trying to, you know, just get your spot and find your way in the world with whatever it is you do. It's like people just act so stupid and frivolous. Like, you know, I mean, if you go to other countries, I mean, okay, you sing, so what? You know, we embrace you, you know. And, you know, it's kind of hard to really put into words. That's why I put into a piece, you know. So hopefully y'all feel where I'm coming from.
Boy, if you ever fall down, I'm falling down so I can help raise you back up, because ain't no way we can't live without Mr. Lowry Edwards putting it down vocally and poetically. So we
thank you. Oh, and before I go, unless somebody else touched the mic, I'm going to just bless you with this. One look in your eyes, and there I see all that you mean to me. Here in my heart, I believe your love is all I'll ever need. Holding you close through the night, I need you here and now. I promise to love faithfully. You're all I need. Your love is all I need.
Hey, Larry.
All right, Larry. All right. Thank you for my bedtime serenade. I'm taking that to the dream world with me. Thank you, my dear brother.
Facebook.com. Love y'all too.
Find me on Facebook. Share your information. Yeah, go ahead.
Find me on Facebook, Larry, L-A-R-I-E, Edwards. And if you like what you heard, you can go to my website, www.larrie.bandcamp.com. I got downloads for sale. And you can join the Larrie, L-A-R-I-E, fan page on Facebook. And you can purchase the actual CD by hitting shop now. Thank you so much. I'm going to slide out the way and let somebody else touch the mic.
All right. Thank you, my dear brother. All right. That was Mr. Larry Edwards holding down the mic tonight. We're going to take the very next caller because the hour is far spent. I knew you poets were going to do this, but that's all right. We still love you. Caller from the 240 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is Know Your Enemy.
Hey, Know Your Enemy. How you doing, dear sir?
I'm doing good. And yourself?
Oh, great, wonderful. We just anticipating what you're going to give us tonight.
I'm going to do the good old days.
All right.
Go ahead, brother. Do the good old days. That's why I want to hear the good old days.
Do you remember the good old days? We used to ask a female out and a pop said, bring her home by chance. You would go to the movies, have some popcorn and candy, and things were fine and dandy. Girls, you could be treated like ladies, chilling at homeboys' Mercedes, loving this style. And back then, girls wasn't so wild. Maybe wild about dancing, loving romance, but still, they were always sophisticated and well-educated. You were brought up in the church, you learned about the word every Sunday. Being in school was a privilege, coming every week starting on Monday. Boys used to play games in the park and hurry up home to have supper after dark. Fathers were the men that took care of their sons and were always considered their boys number one. To grow one day to become leaders within their community, no longer divided but finally in unity. So it seems as if these are only words of the past, but people have changed their ways at last. We've gone from treating lady right to making her a freak by night, telling us our right to sell her body, but who'll be there when she needs somebody? Girls, you're treated like trash, though. You played it for the cash, or you've been played by the players. Now, what do you have to say, players? We've gone from orderlies to chaos, from hopeful to lost. Our people so poor, but still you ignore. Drug dealers and government influence our young teenagers. Whatever happened to saying no, we're never in danger. Turning boys into gangsters, junkies, and thugs, only because fathers were never there to give them a hug. A man isn't a father unless he takes care of his children, along with his absence bring hatred and killing. So until we change from our wicked ways, I guess the only thing we have left is the good old days. And that's that piece.
All right. Yes, sir. Yes. The good old days, yes. This is Know Your Enemy holding it down tonight on the mic here on the Poetic Energy Network station. We so appreciate you, my brother, and we know you got your show as well. You got two shows now, right?
Well, I have a second one that's coming up, but I haven't put it into the mix yet. I'm trying to see how many poets I'm going to bring in before I actually put it up because I just want to see how everything's going to go. So I don't want to just throw it out there just yet, but I'm going to test drive it this week and see how it goes.
All right. We want to ride with you, so we'll, you know, show some love and support. All right, you know, let the people know how they can reach out and touch you.
Okay, you can reach me on Twitter at Know Me, Know Me Not, K-N-O-W, Know Me, Know Me Not. Also, you can follow me on my Tumblr page, www.keyame.tumblr.com. And also, you can follow me on my show, which airs every Tuesday and Thursdays at 11 p.m. Eastern and Saturday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. It's Deep, Dark, and Dirty at www.blogtalkradio.com/KNOWURENEMY.
All right, y'all heard it. And I'm going to have to get with you in discussion about your books. I have it,
definitely.
And we're going to talk about it. All right, we thank you, my dear brother, for stopping by. It's always a pleasure to have you.
All right,
Mr. Know Your Enemy, check them out, y'all. Let's keep it rolling here, great people. Oh, man, I knew my poets were going to do it, but we love you, we love you, we love you. We're going to take the very next caller. From the 631 area code, you are on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hi, it's Strong Island.
Hey, Miss Strong Island, how you be?
I'm doing good.
What you going to do for us tonight?
I'm going to do a piece I just wrote called Emergency.
All right, Emergency!
And here it goes. Come here real quick. I am feeling real sick. The love we once knew, it's got me feeling real blue. The thoughts of all, the touches you gave, just makes me wish you were gone. Love lost cuts real deep. Baby, I can't even believe. Heart's broken, bandages needed, blood not flowing, just escape. It's this nasty place. Mind racing all around, bodies losing, falling down, then running all around this town. Dirty is too good to say. You will get your pay. Just watch what you say. Blood is flowing through these veins. Hurry up before I go insane. And this is my piece.
All right, Miss Strong Island. Because we are stretching for time.
I knew she was going to show up.
I heard your cry, Stevie G. you can reach me at you. And you can reach me here on Blog Talk Radio on Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock doing the Erotic Sensual Sheets, part of Penn's Network. And you can reach me anywhere. Google me. You'll find me. All right. I'm going to turn the mic over so everybody else can get on.
All right, Ms. Strong Island, holding it down. All right. We're going to take the very, very next caller. Caller from the 732 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
That's Jersey. They don't want to represent.
All right, Jersey, you gotta represent. You on the air with your hands raised up in the air. Wave okay, that was a bit corny. All right, well we're gonna have to move it along, Jersey, but we love you. If you wanna come back, you know, do what you gotta do. All right, we're gonna take the very next caller here. Call from the 865 area code. You are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? Hello? Yes, Paula, you're on the air.
Oh, I didn't know I was on. Oh, hey, well, this is Jay Clan.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Oh, see, I was just listening.
okay, all right.
Oh, I can spit one for you now. You know me.
All right. Let it rip.
Let me get my glasses. Now, I gotta warn you. It's got a little bit of profanity in it.
Oh, that's okay. You know, I'm grown. I think everybody else is too.
okay, here we all go.
All right.
It's called Heads Gonna Roll.
All right.
Okay. Who are these rich fools think they got poor folks on lock? I'm about to grab my Glock 9, drop their asses like it's hot. I won't be stopped till I reach the top. They messing with my integrity. I'm going to take them all out, check the brevity. I'm going to X out their longevity. I got 17 rounds in my clip. In my jacket, I got 170. Their demise will not be heavenly. They're going to ask, who in the hell left the gate open? That's when my gats start blazing, a rampage worse than raging Cajun. I mean, straight up gonna be smoking while they sorry asses praying and hoping. Do it sound like I'm joking? I take another shot of Hennessy, about to get my head right. Smoke them mothers out like a ninja. I got straight black, I get straight black like midnight. And did I forget to mention, I carry a long blade, beautiful samurai sword, had it special made. I'm gonna be slicing and dicing, me and my blade gonna be straight smiting. Going after heads of every boss. Them greedy bastards gotta pay the cost. And when Larry Lawman try to post, I'ma be like Whoopi. I get ghost. My heart like ice when I'm mashing. I cock my Glock and start blasting. I swing my blade and start slashing. I send them all to hell to suffer everlasting. And each time I drop one, I grin at my sin. head to the next boss's mansion, do it all again, the end.
Jay
Crazy!
You mad. Yes, indeed! Woo!
Jay, where you been at?
Man, I've been working on my children's book.
Man, I'm telling you, man, you better not put no children's book out like that. They're going
Stevie G, it's crazy.
They're going to lock you up if you put out a children's book with that kind of stuff in it.
Wow, that is just amazing. I'm just so, that's a different twist for you, Jay Crin. You know, actually verbalizing that piece, I really enjoyed that.
Thank you. That was on militant side, you know.
We like. Hey, you know, while I have you on the air, I'm
like
just
that.
So happy. I'm just so happy because Jay Crin is publishing a book through Michael Michelle Publishing, and I am so excited about that. It's amazing how everything is developing, and you know your words are just so profound, and I just can't wait till we get that out for everybody to witness what I've seen and read. You remember your title, The Fusion of My Muse?
Yes, damn, I love that title.
The Fusion of My Muse. The title
alone is just awesome because it says so much about what my poetry is really saying.
Absolutely.
It's a fusion of so many different elements. That's what I love about it.
Yes. You know, we had to roll with it because that's what my heart was feeling.
Yeah. And I thank you so much for picking that title because I remember me telling you I'm bad with titles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes, ma'am. It is a great title. I appreciate you doing this for me. I really do.
Well, you are awesome, brother, and you definitely, people love you already, so I have no doubt that it's going to, you know, do what it do and get out to more and more people that need to hear you. So thank you, and thank you for choosing Michael Michelle Publishing. We so appreciate you for doing that.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Jay Crin, tell the people how to reach out and touch you.
Well, they can reach me at Jay Crin, the Elite Poet at Facebook.com or Jay Crin at Facebook.com.
All right.
Or email. Hey, my email is jocrinshaw@comcast.net.
All right. We so appreciate you for coming through. We missed you, and we know that everybody have lives, but we thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us this evening.
My pleasure.
All right. And we forgot to announce that Miss Strong Island also is one of my newest authors with her title, Sweet Nectar, an anthology of poetry. I have so many new authors I'm about to put on the market right now. It's just crazy, but we're loving it. We have a couple of them coming up with novels and poetry books, so we so appreciate the love you guys are showing to the Michael Michelle Publishing house. You know, that's one of my other babies that I'm doing. But nevertheless, we love you all for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network station, always on the Thursday Night Live open mic. And we so appreciate the love and support that you guys continue to show us throughout the week. We have so many shows that's aired daily by various hosts. Make sure you check them out. because we have many hosts that have, you know, they entertain you and educate, motivate, inspire you, and keep you healthy as well. And I do several shows throughout the day myself with regards to my life coaching and other things of that nature, and the spoken word billboard and afternoon radio mix. So make sure you check all of those shows out. Miss Shay Queen with Conversation with the Queen on Monday nights at 9 p.m. Dr. Doris Moulton Screw, 9 p.m. on Tuesday. Miss Strong Island, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday with the Erotic Central Sheet open mic. Of course, me and Mr. Stevie G holding it down live in the evening time here on Thursday nights with the Thursday Night Open Mic Live. We got Mr. Marvin Jackson that will be airing his show relatively soon with Know What's Happening with Marvin Jackson. And that's going to be a segment for the men, talking about a lot of men issues. So we, you know, highly anticipate that. And then on Saturday, we have Brother Urisowit, you know, with his Hebrew segment. So make sure you check us all out, because we are definitely on this station, uniting voices and changing lives as we can. So thank you again for all the people, Miss Opportunity, Shanice Marie, Know Your Enemy, Guest 11880, Guest 1003330, Mr. Stevie G. I saw a few other people who dipped in and dipped out. We so appreciate your presence. Mr. Larry Edwards, we so love you for the serenade, and we're definitely going to take that into the dream world with us this evening. All of you guys that hung out with us on the switchboard, we so appreciate you. Even though some of you didn't raise your hands, we know that you are here and just to show us love and support, and we certainly appreciate you for that. Make sure you tune in again the same time, the same place next week. We love you, and Mr. Stevie G is going to take it out tonight.
I'm going to take y'all out with some Jill Scott, because she just simply got it going on.
All right now.
Independent women holding it down out there.
Jill Scott is just a poet, no matter what. Y'all have a great night and a great weekend. Check you next week.
Bye. All right, Detroit. Good night.